Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, let's talk about one of my favorite places on Earth, Navy Pier. I had the good fortune to spend a good number of years working at Navy Pier. Well, the guys in studio with me now, Jeffrey Bear and Eddie Griffin, they are the guys that bring you all the great stuff at WTTW, from Walking the Lake to what we talked about last time, the south side of Chicago. They got a new special on Navy Pier. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary here in Chicago 2016. It's going to air on October 27th on Channel 11. Guys, good to see you. Welcome back.
Hey, Justin.
Great to be here.
It's like my favorite place and my favorite guests all together.
Oh, all right. Man. Well, this is our favorite place.
This is it.
Right here, WGN.
Why, let me ask, why Navy Pier? I mean, Navy Pier, of course, in its 100th anniversary, but what's so special about Navy Pier? You would want, one would say, it doesn't sort of add up to some of the other things that you've done with these projects.
I think it's one of probably a short list of places that everyone in Chicago knows about. You either go there all the time, or, as we found out, you know, there's a lot of history that people have very strong connections to. So it's something that everyone has a good baseline for.
Mm-hmm. It's only been a tourist destination, I guess, in the last
1995.
30 years. 1995.
Actually, So that's interesting. Were you being facetious when you said it's your favorite
No,
place?
I am being facetious, but it's okay.
No, that's but I mean, that's, I think that's really central to this whole project, which is that, like probably most real Chicagoans, I pretty much left Navy Pier to the tourists about 20 years ago. And so what's interesting is, you know, and so when I found out I was going to spend my whole summer at Navy Pier, you know, filming a documentary, you know, I thought, really?
Eating churros. Like,
yeah, exactly. But there's really kind of two sides to this. One is that the pier actually has a fascinating history. Like, it's just a great story, and we can get into talking about that. But the other thing is that the pier, in honor of this 100th anniversary, they've really tried to fix some of the sort of carnival-esque clutter.
Yeah.
And they've hired a really top-notch landscape architecture firm out of New York, James Corner Field Operations, which did the High Line in New York, which is, you know, brilliant. It's kind of like the Millennium Park of New York. And if you haven't been to Navy Pier in the last, say, 3 months, as I spent my whole summer there, it kind of won me over. It's really pretty amazing what's been done there.
What I love about, I've always loved about it, I mean, the carnival atmosphere and the tourist trap part of it is what I kind of joke about. But there are amazing moments of tranquility on Navy Pier, where you can go out to a different spot and be able to see a skyline in, you know, almost this beautiful, like, zen moment. Talk about what drew you guys to this project, because, you know, it's not always been that way. It's not like the regular Chicagoans could go out there 100 years ago and stand there and go, it had a different purpose, didn't it?
Well, actually, it was originally, so it opens in 1916, and it's like a dual facility for shipping, but also for recreation. I mean, you think of, like, what are people doing in 1916? Obviously, there's not a lot of technology, and your entertainment options are limited a little bit. So something like that, to just go out there and to sit and relax, you know, there's not a lot of air conditioning in public spaces, public venues. So you would just go out there and you would sit and relax. And then obviously they have theaters, and they had, you know, attractions for kids. There's a carousel, you know, talking early 1960s, beer garden. And you would just go out there and relax. And that's probably something that's really kind of the main attraction 100 years later.
When you talk about 100 years ago, and you say part of it was actually for utility, for shipping, talk about that. I mean, what kind of shipping was coming through? Was it what we know as the Great Lakes being, you know, was this the destination for the port of Chicago?
Right. So the pier was part of the famous Burnham Plan, the 1909 plan, that was going to take this crowded, filthy city and civilize it, turn it into sort of Paris on the prairie, give us a lakefront park system and a double-decker Wacker Drive and all that, and clear out all the docks and wharves along the river. But the city at that time, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, was one of the busiest ports in the world. There were thousands of canal barges and schooners jamming the river. And so part of the idea of Navy Pier was to get that trade kind of, you know, unclogged from the river, and give shipping a big terminal on the lakefront. Now, it turned out most of that shipping ended up going down to Calumet Harbor on the south side. But yes, I mean, part of the original plan, the idea was
to give the river a little relief.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the sort of story of the show and the I think the kind of arc of it that Eddie really, I think, came up with early on was the pier has had sort of a an identity crisis since it was created. It never really was a big shipping pier. And so like about every 20 years, we come up with a new idea of what to do with the pier.
Right. And it's always kind of been there for whatever the city needed. But it was never really – I mean, it was designed – we talked about the original intent was recreation and shipping. But everything after that, like, it wasn't really ever designed for something, but that didn't stop anyone. They moved it in anyway, and the University of Illinois Chicago starts there. Mm-hmm. That's not like what you think of like classroom facilities. That's not campus, but they made it work. So
yeah, well, if you want to go kind of over time, World War I breaks out, it becomes a training center, and there was also a jail there mm-hmm. for draft dodgers, and then after the war, it becomes this kind of big sort of place for expositions, big like the what was the big exposition in 1921?
The Pageant of Progress.
The Pageant of Progress, beauty pageants. You know, then it becomes a World War II breaks out. It becomes a World War II training facility, aircraft carriers.
That's where my grandpa was, right?
There you go. Yeah. And we interview, actually, you know, Hot Duggs?
Yeah.
We interview his father, Herb Sohn, was a young Navy recruit, and he's in the show.
He talks about, they had 3,000 sailors. We're bunking in the barracks, and that's, and again, never meant to handle that many people,
that, right.
But just shove them in there and see what happens.
He said when he was told that he was going to be stationed there, someone advised him, get the middle bunk, because in the bottom bunk, the rats will bite your toes, and on the top bunk, the pigeons will poop on your head. So get the middle bunk.
Get the middle bunk. Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of things. I mean, you mentioned UIC, but it's also fallen on hard times. Sometimes along that, it's nothing. Or I think of like the 70s as a time when Navy Pier really didn't do much for Chicago, and there were talks about maybe we don't need it.
It's absolutely insane to me that period, it was almost kind of abandoned. You think just like real estate, lakefront real estate now, like what? You would never let that go to waste, and also compare it to Navy Pier, that we know today. It's like, how could you let something like that sit for so long? And, and granted, they tried and there were plans.
Well, that 70s era, though, Eddie, talk about, he got the most incredible footage of... Well, I guess it wouldn't be the 70s. Chicago Fest would be the 80s.
But I was going to make a transition. It seems like in Chicago history, you can look at the resurgence, and even there was still some time after that, but it was Mayor Jane Byrne and the idea of bringing what we now know to be Taste of Chicago to Navy Pier.
See, he even thinks it's Mayor Byrne.
Wasn't Mayor Byrne?
No.
Was it Volandic?
It was Bolandic.
Hey, Bolandic. He doesn't get any credit, this
so
guy.
So Byrne
one
tried...
snowstorm and everybody hates him, right?
So Mayor Bolandic created Chicago Fest at the pier. The next year, Mayor Byrne tried to cancel Chicago Fest.
Oh, weird.
But the unions would not hear of it, the people. And so she rebranded it Mayor Byrne's Chicago
right.
Fest.
We've had a couple of those items on Swap Meet, which we do on Thursday, mm-hmm. where people still have posters from that.
Well, you will not believe, Eddie, talk about the footage that you got from Chicago Fest. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we actually hooked up with some festival goers, and one who actually was a photographer back then had some incredible photos. But we happened to soundstage WTTW's concert series taped Cheap Trick in 1981 at the pier. And they spent a whole day filming stuff. So we've got this incredible footage of 1980s.
He's in a green suit, like dancing around on the stage.
Oh, yeah, Robin Zander. Yeah.
And the kids like rushing the gates. I mean, it's like you think like Who concert, totally, when you see these kids like rushing into.
This is 1981?
81, yeah.
Wow.
Chicago Fest was there through 1982.
Yeah, it's such an interesting place. As we fast forward to 1995, Mayor Daley really wanted to push it as a tourist destination, and it opened up. And it quickly emerged as the number one tourist destination for the city of Chicago. Why is that? I mean, there's so many things to do, whether you go up to the top of a skyscraper or go to the great parks in this town. What was it about a place like Navy Pier being, again, like we've been talking about, rebranded, that was able to grab so many people's attention?
Such a big space, there's just so much to do there. You go talk about Sears Tower. I mean, that's just kind of one thing, to go up on Sky Deck or, to go up for the view. But out there, there's so many. There was so many different things that you could spend an entire day there. And I think probably what's really popular about it is you can spend an entire day there without paying any money.
They'll they try hard to make that not possible. But
right.
Yes.
Well, Burnham called it the people's – Daniel Burnham, who envisioned it in 1909, called it the people's pier. And, you know, it is lowbrow, or it was. I mean, there's no question about that. You know, the tchotchke stands and the, you know, squash a penny and mm-hmm. ride the Ferris wheel. But, you know, it's for the people. But I think the thing that I came to, and I think we kind of worked on how to talk about the appeal of it for our sort of big finish to the mm-hmm. show. And I think the thing that I came to after my summer there is that the rest of Chicago's lakefront, thanks to Daniel Burnham, is a park. It's a public park. We don't have a great commercial waterfront in this city like they do in New York or San Francisco or other great waterfront cities. The one and only place in Chicago where you can have both these beautiful views, unbelievable views of the skyline and smell the lake breezes and feel the wind and all that. And also, you know, get a burrito, you know, and a Beanie Baby is
and a beer
and a beer
walk with.
And you can walk around with a beer.
Right.
Is it Navy Pier? And so it's kind of this, it sort of, whereas the rest of, if we had a big commercial waterfront, it would sort of be spread out all across the lakefront. But this is concentrated in one spot. And I do want to repeat that the way this new redo of Navy Pier has happened, they've decluttered it, they've opened up the views, and there were many evenings. You go out there in the evening. There were many evenings when we just walked out there.
It's amazing.
The lighting that they've got, they've uplit the trees and the benches are lit. And it's beautiful. The water's reflecting the lights of the city and the moon. And it's really a different place.
I will say this. Like the one thing, for as many years that I spent at Navy Pier, being out there for the coldest of the cold days when you had to go out and it was snowing, but it was negative 10, you had to go to work. And seeing the lake that close up with Navy Pier, and it's almost like shimmering and smoking at the same time mm-hmm. was something that I'll never forget. Navy Pier, a tremendous amount of history. Even if you go further back, and you know what, you should explore it at some time. If you even go further back to the Grand Ballroom and all the places in the back, there's some great history, and the unofficial historians of Chicago, Jeffrey Baron, Eddie Griffin, do it for you, and they will have their special on Thursday, October 27th on WTTW Channel 11. Eddie, good to see you. Jeffrey, thanks for being here, and thanks for giving us another tour to celebrate.
Absolutely. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks.